Zave and Michelle for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the podcast. We are rolling and we chatted to, from the Fremantle Footy Club, Caleb Sarong today. Always good to catch up with Caleb. Round one starts tomorrow.
So wrong. So right.
So eloquent. He's such a good talker.
He is. He's a good chatter. He?
He's very well.
Zave,
yeah.
Use the right name. Right last name.
Yeah, always use the right
always.
Name.
Got to, mate.
Yeah, never Caleb Schlong.
That's your private school upbringing? Just the filth. Like.
Just simple stuff, you know?
He was a private school boy.
Where did he go?
Geelong Grammar.
He's a Geelong.
I used to cart them boys.
Yeah, because I was going to say, they've produced a few people. Like Sam Newman's out of there and I'm sure a heap of other people.
Prince Charles went there.
I remember. Oh, well, I don't remember, but I remember hearing about that. Mm. Does it go, is it cyclic? Like, as in Melbourne Grammar has produced a heap now. Now it's gone to Keeler or wherever,
hands?
Or like, yeah, does it sort of move around?
Don't know. I don't follow it.
I wonder who's the most proficient, like at churning out good players.
Well, if we're talking prime ministers, probably.
Prime ministers, it's your.
I honestly don't know. I take the piss, but I could not give a shit where you went to school.
Yeah.
A lot everyone of people do, though. Asks that everyone question. Asks, yeah. Yeah. Where did you go to school? Sit down if you got time. Yeah. I didn't get stabbed, but someone did. Hey, it's a real contrast to the private school.
It really is.
Like,
a 100-year-old woman in Canada has set the world record for a 100-metre dash for runners over 80 years old.
Oh, good
on her. Special little category. Can you guess how long it took her to run 100 metres?
What time is she tucking in? Yeah, and how old? She's 100?
She's 100. So this record, she broke the record, but the record's for only people over 80, so you have to be over 80 to have a crack at it.
I'm going with.
Mm-hmm. Well, you saying did it in 9 seconds.
A bit over nine, yeah. 9.56, was it?
Nine, yeah, I think so.
You break the 10. Mm. I don't know if she's breaking the 10. I'm going to put her at 25.
25 seconds?
Yeah.
Hex?
What was her age again?
100. 100 clean.
37.
37. She did it in a minute and 17 seconds.
Yeah. Close.
97.
Yeah.
No, good on her.
My time again.
Even though we've undercut her. Well,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. No, good,
at 100 years
Ida
of age.
Keeling is her name. Canadian woman. She was like a lovely woman. 100 years old. Still having a crack.
So she walked 100 metres.
Good. It was like a power kind of.
It's an older lady job.
It's a walk.
Yeah,
it's a walk.
I mean, it's 17 is lengthy for 100 metres.
But 100, bloody tip your hat to that.
Oh, yeah,
I've covered exactly. Less ground in more time.
Yeah.
Where are you, Michelle? Don't worry about it.
A Greek oyster bar in Greece has a safety warning on it on TripAdvisor because it's apparently ripping off customers. So a couple, they put away two mojitos, four crab legs and a Greek salad. How much do you reckon that cost them? Two mojitos, that's just two drinks.
Two mojitos.
Four crab legs and a Greek salad. Surely that's a freebie. You just throw that inside. You're in Greece.
And then what was it? Four crab legs.
And a Greek salad. What do you reckon they're getting charged that in Aussie dollars?
Very.
Please.
I'm being
don't
very.
Don't give me the Greek you are.
$190.
$190.
I'm going 50. I'll go about 160.
$1,200.
No, I can't be right.
$1,200. No, they're fully just ripping off people.
Because I was going to say, they're doing some. Yeah. I've heard of these
guys. There's a standing charge or you're sitting there. No, it costs that much to sit down here because you've got the view.
Two
all
napkins.
That kind of
I
gear.
Saw you with two napkins. Yeah, get out of here.
All of that stuff. $1,200.
How
so be careful
rude.
When you go to Greece. Ever been ripped off overseas or in Perth?
Jeez. Oh, I just bought on eBay the other day and now he's dropped the bookshelf by $100. Don't you think I was filthy?
Post-purchase.
Oh, post-purchase, yeah.
Well, he got it off you then selling it.
No. He's one of those dudes. He's buying bulk and then selling things out. So he's got 20 of these things and now he's obviously wanting to move them and I've kick-started things. I thought I got a great deal at $300. He's now got them down to two.
He's got them down to two.
So angry.
Are they giving them
actually,
away?
Actually, maybe I should get another one. It's all about the layout of the house, you know what I mean?
Sure,
I've got a lot of books, Dave. You don't understand my thirst for knowledge, you know what I mean?
No, I'd stick with one. I'll sit on it for 12 months. Yeah. If we need one after 12, we'll grab another one.
There we go. A study has found that 2 in 5 kids under 12 has a smartphone and 1 in 10 between 5 and 7 has a smartphone as well.
1 in 10, 5 to 7.
When are you thinking about smartphones? Is there an age in your mind?
Oh, they could probably have it now just to use for watching Disney Plus or whatever. So they're not ringing people on it. I don't think they're ringing their mates.
They've just got a phone. Right.
I think they're watching Disney Plus and stuff on the phone.
That's sort of like having an iPad, though. Yeah, but a functional phone.
That's how I picture it.
Yeah. What about a functional phone? When the boys, when are you going to let them have one of those? Is it high school? Is it late primary? I think my brother.
Year seven.
Sister, yeah, I think we were.
Year seven, that's I imagine. Like, you were grade that? Six. Grade six, 100 metres from 11, home.
12.
Yeah, 11, 12. Okay, yeah. 11, 12.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay. Let's get in the full show podcast. We spoke about the UFC guy who we chatted to a while back. He has been charged allegedly for entering into the UFC without.
Well, do we say he's been charged allegedly or he's been charged?
No, for
allegedly. Sean's been saying it wrong all morning. He's allegedly been charged. No, the charge is rock solid.
And allegedly it's about this.
I went to ask the newsreader Carbo how to say it properly, and then our producer Tom was like, don't worry about him, I'll tell you how to do it. So if he sent me down the river, that'll do me, Gus.
Casual Tom.
What'd your parents find? Michelle, your mum found something that she probably shouldn't have been looking at.
Well, she thought I had something in my car that was illicit, and then there was something illicit in my bed.
A couple of illicit things around Michelle's joint. And it is NAPLAN quiz day. So we put you guys to the test to see if you can do a NAPLAN quiz. Enjoy
you don't have to listen to that bit. No,
19. Just keep in mind 19.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
I'm watching Sunrise. There's been a police operation in Sydney collecting up some baddies.
Yeah,
you're a baddie. Do you reckon you sleep well at night or you think your day's coming?
No, I don't sleep well and I don't do anything wrong.
Yeah. But do you reckon these people sleep well or do you reckon they think that there's going to be a knock on the door at some stage? It's a matter of time.
If you got it in you and you're built for that life, you're sleeping like a baby.
You still sleep like a baby.
All the time, I reckon.
Right,
yeah.
So the knock on the door, you think maybe it's mum dropping off the meatballs.
My grandpa used to be a warden, right, way back when Pentridge was operating. He goes, the dudes that were guilty, they slept like babies. Slept the other ones were just pacing up and down. Right. Like, you're sleeping
okay,
good.
They slept well, but that is a surprise this morning in Sydney.
Yeah, little early morning raid.
Big one, I think.
So impolite. Just after 10. Come on. After 10, guys, let me get up.
I'm not
coffee.
Running. I'm built for this life.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Now, Michelle's at home on, would have been the end of last week. It must have been a Friday. So I was at home. Mm-hmm. I had dethroned. I was just chilling out on the couch, watching a bit of basketball.
Right.
Enjoying myself. Just alone. Bear with me. Puberty gets me this time of morning. I mean, there's half a hair on it these days. Yeah. I'm growing into a man. Anyway, a knock on the door, and I was like, oh, God, I'm in my jocks. What do I do?
Yeah.
And in the end, I thought, well, you're going to have to cop it. So I whacked a T-shirt on, and it's just in my jocks.
And
well, I was like, who's knocking on my door?
It's not a good
fair
word.
Enough. You haven't invited anyone, no, so jocks and tea it is.
No, absolutely not. Anyway, so you do the little sneaky head around the corner when you open the door. Hello?
You did one of those.
How can
I
help
love
you?
It.
And it turns out the Jehovah's Witnesses were popping by to have a little visit with me. I respectfully said, no, I don't think it's for me today, thank you.
Nice.
Not better luck next time, just don't come back probably. But it made me wonder if anyone, like how many doors do they knock on to how many successes they have? Would it be one door every 1,000? Someone would say, yeah, lovely. Let's get me involved. I know lovely people, but it's not for me.
My mum, Babs, she's upping the stats. She'll let him in.
But she lets him in.
Yeah, she doesn't want the magazine. She doesn't want Watchtower. She's not having that. And she's not going to join the Jehovah's Witnesses, but we'll have a cuppa with them.
Really?
Yeah, and they repeatedly visit her.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
they
there you
repeatedly
go.
Visit
her. So my numbers have been squashed within a 30-second conversation.
No, she's different. She's left of field. Right. I don't know how many bars.
Different cats.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got every religion coming in for coffee. She doesn't discriminate.
Oh, absolutely. If you're knocking on that door, you're getting a table.
Right.
Yeah, you're getting a listening
so
to.
So I might chuck the kettle on next time.
Yeah, do it.
If I'm not handcuffed to it.
See what they've got to say. Yeah.
I might do that. The Jehovah's Witnesses.
The only thing I would pull up is if they start telling you're going to hell. I hate it when those pulpit people on milk cartons down streets go, are you all right? And I go, yeah, I'm fine. Are you? Mm. God doesn't think so. Hang on a minute.
Mm. Yeah. Actually, I need to revisit that. I'm still not going to have a cup of coffee with them. I did say I was going to do it next time, but rather than commercial radio, Xavier has a coffee with the Jehovah's
It'll
Witnesses.
Happen.
How would you?
I ain't doing that. So I'm just clarifying now. It was more a bit of, I'll do that, but I'm not.
No.
Anyway.
What's your religion? What would you say your religion is? Chocks, tea and a TV?
One thing I can guarantee is I'll whack the strides back on next time.
Oh, good.
Strides will go back on. Because, usually it's like there's a parcel at the door or Uber Eats or you're like, oh, whatever.
Played on.
I don't expect to have a one-on-one conversation.
No.
Or one on two, and she was an older lady, so that was a bit disrespectful.
Yeah, Jesus.
Anyway, there you go. The Jehovah's Witnesses popping by.
They won't come
lovely
back.
People. Lovely people.
No.
But not for
Jocks
me.
And tea. Oh, no, thank you.
Triple M.
Save and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Well, yesterday we spoke about Mum and Dad who live in East Arnhem Land. It's a beautiful part of the world, but has its challenges. One of the challenges is if you do need to go and empty out the bowel, and, you know, the hammies come out, there could be a snake sitting at the barrel ready to pounce. And Dad had a snake swimming in the bottom of the bowl, Mum and Dad waiting to pounce. But so we opened up the phone lines to the people of Perth and wondering what their snake stories were.
Mel's on the line. How are you, Mel?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Oh, very well. Okay. What were you up to when the snake just popped up?
I was doing some maintenance on the car, you know, and putting some diff oil underneath the car, in the diff.
Yeah, of course.
And the snake crawled in between me and the inside of the tyre. And, pretty much like Xavier's old man, I was too tight to defecate, I think.
Yeah. Even, the hemorrhoids hit.
Oh, man.
Even they jumped back in.
I didn't think there was a cure. There it is. Thanks. Julian, how are you?
Yeah, well, thanks, guys. Yourself?
Oh, well, now, mate. You're a man versed in snakes. Give us your story.
Yeah, so when I was a lot younger, I used to work at a pet shop in the reptile section, so I was obviously quite privy and had a few pet snakes and lizards at home. And, one night, I was about 15, 16, I had a bookshelf above my head, and I woke up with a whole heap of books landing on me, and then subsequently a 6-foot carpet pipe was dropped on my head, which still made me squeal, and Mum had to come in the room, and,
Wow. Jeez. That's not cool. Because apparently they work on infrared as well. So if they can just see your head coming out of the covers, that's doable. You're eatable.
Oh, right. That's really where they're going.
Yeah. So they're like, hey, what's going on? And they're eyeing you up. Apparently, if they lay along you as well, they're sizing you up to see if they're like, if you wake up and they're there, they're checking you out.
Julian, just need to relive how you've gone. Do you have nightmares about that stuff?
Nah, look, it's not too bad. I've been bitten on the face.
Not too bad at all. I mean, who hasn't been bitten on the face?
Oh, my God.
Who hasn't been bitten on the face by a snake? That's nothing. Thanks,
Sweet
Julian.
Lord,
hey, you've had a few experiences there, mate. Where was the snake? No, just the one that bit me on the face.
Yeah.
Hey, goat man, let's go. Where was the snake?
Hey, I had a girlfriend that used to size me up as my head came out of the covers.
Wow. Doing gear, goat man.
A bit of gear there, goat man.
We're working up out the Pilbara.
Yeah.
And we're all camped out, exploration camp. And one of our guys, Balgo, used to pitch a tent. He was terrified of snakes. And he felt something crawling up his leg when he went to bed. And he gave it a whack. And he felt something a bit solid. He turned on his torch, and there's a king brown.
Oh.
Anyway, after about 10 minutes, the snake started crawling all over him and licking the sweat off him.
Oh, that's insane.
So he waited until the snake slid down again, threw the covers over, and then ripped a hole in the tent, ran out.
Jeez.
I bet I don't blame him.
He woke all of us up, and he's screaming around, running around his undies. So we all went down there with clubs and shovels and that and beat the shit out of the tent.
No, I beat the tent up.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
You might remember a while back when UFC 284 was in town in Perth. We spoke to a guy called Michael Todaro. Here's a little recap for you.
We are just seconds away.
Yep, that's me. I managed to sneak into UFC 284 and walk out alongside Alexander Volkanovski.
And we literally just walked straight in and there was no questions asked.
Staff, yeah, media.
Our media, yeah.
All good, thank you.
This is unreal.
He has been charged for sneaking into the UFC, allegedly. Everything we're saying is alleged, and is up to the court to decide whether he is guilty or not.
Jeez. So we had him in and we interviewed him, and 284 was massive.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was it now? About a month or so?
Sean can't remember.
Sean had his first ever bourbon. Wow.
I was going to say,
He's been crushing skulls since.
Hair on the chest, Michelle.
yeah, it was interesting, and I didn't see too much wrong with it personally. Was it too much different to what I did at the grand final?
Not overly. He ironed his shirt. That's what you wouldn't have done.
No, I didn't. I mean, I was 3 quarters bumping and grinding with Robbie Williams
out there.
In his pink jacket.
Yeah, jeez.
Oh, it was a close look. Chuck his jacket there, Robbie. I'll hold it for you.
We discussed at the time, remember, we had a great conversation with him and everything that had gone on and everything. Yeah. But we thought, we did say, like, oh, are they going to do anything? Surely not. Yeah. And I said, can they touch him? And you said, yeah, Michelle, you
can. Yeah, they can. But, like, he also had a ticket himself, he mentioned. So,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a complete fabrication. I think.
So he could go in and go, I've just got lost.
I think sometimes, and we see it in media and radio and TikTok and Instagram and stuff, the version of the video you sometimes see is not the full story.
Mm. Right, yeah.
But, you know, you polish it up to make it look like.
Yeah.
You know, I could go out and say, oh, for example, oh, women can't stop talking to me. I could speak to 100 women and 95 would ignore me. Five
keep
speak
five.
To me. And I'd edit the five up into a video. Yeah,
Xavier's got
a
strike rate.
He's a chick, mate.
Yeah.
Look at him. God.
Jeez, I tell you what, though, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I'm going to call him the Robin Hood of entertainment. Just taking us behind the scenes.
Yeah, good.
Just bringing us. Well, I couldn't afford KO there or whatever. Where was it on KO? Wherever it was.
Well, you could have got it through KO if I had
made I would have been there, but no, not me. I couldn't afford it. And you know what that YouTube video did for me?
What?
It brought me into something that I would no longer have been a part
of. Sorry, don't ever think that you had your little piece of UFC 284. It was the 15,000 of us banging for Volkanovski.
No voice left.
Hammer fist, cage fight.
It's not a competition here.
Sorry.
It's not a competition.
Sorry.
I'm still worked up.
I know, you're both worked up.
It's like,
easy.
It's like returning from war. And you pretending you were
Channel
on the boat.
Channel 7 shopping.
You weren't on the boat with us. You were playing in the marching band singing the song. That's all you were doing. We went
Damn
to
it.
War. We went there. I saw things. I can't sleep at night.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Your determination.
He's doing all the studies, so he's going to be really well equipped.
And they are kicking goals from everywhere.
He is a star.
Zave's Sport Report. AFL.
Well, yesterday, Michelle, we covered West Coast. Today, I'm going to skew towards a little bit of Fremantle nice and early, of course, with a very, very soft draw at the start of the season. Fremantle could be sitting in the top four for a very, very large portion of the season. So starting around one, of course, this weekend, Sonny Walters, their superstar. Sonny Walters, a 32-year-old now, 202 games. Sonny, he's had an interrupted preseason.
Right.
Will he play round one? When you're playing footy, for some reason, round one feels like it goes grand final, prelim, semi-final, round one.
Is that
like,
right?
You've waited around for 6 months. You're ready to go. So everything sort of leads towards round one. But I think listening to Longy here yesterday on Channel 7 News with Ryan Daniels, right, I don't think we'll see Sonny.
Confident Sonny will play some minutes this week. Yeah, where that is, we'll just have to wait up until after we get through training. But yeah, he's on the right track, and if he doesn't play this week in the AFL, it won't be far away.
That's code for waffle for Sonny, but I reckon a week or two away from the AFL, so look forward to that. Gil McLaughlin was on 360 talking about night grand finals, twilight grand finals. They're big in the overseas, of course, Europe and America. They love to play their Super Bowls, etc., at night time for atmosphere, etc. Gil weighed in on that topic.
The twilight grand final is the single best presentation of a game.
Well, I don't disagree. It's just that I've taken it this job seriously. This is their game. And sometimes you have to make change they don't want, and often sometimes it's just as easy to listen. And I have noticed that view becoming more prevalent in recent times.
As a player, what would you enjoy that or not?
2:10 Saturday. Give it to me.
2:10 Saturday.
Give it to me. Win a flag. Gee whiz, I'm drinking champagne at midnight. I've been on the DJ decks having the time of my life. Yeah, mate, finish too late otherwise.
It's a long time to wait for the football player.
But I must admit, I think they mentioned a prelim final. Their prelim finals are incredible. On a good night, prelim finals are unbelievable.
Cricket.
David Warner returned with injury from India a little while back. A lot of talk and murmurings around his future in the Australian cricket team.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think he's on the way out, to be honest. I think it's time for Dave Warner just to be phased out. But Andrew McDonald, I don't have a say in it.
All
I want is Travis Head to be in the team. And I'm happy.
My
and
Lord.
I'm content. I've been banging that drum. A little bit about David Warner from Andrew McDonald.
At the moment, Dave's fully in our plans for the World Test Championship. He's coming back for the one-day series. He's recovered from his injury there. So we'll see Dave back in the Australian colours on the 17th, and we'll go from there.
I'm back on the 17th, so I got that wrong.
The use of the term at the moment.
No, I think he's on his last legs, and I'd like to see a little bit of fresh blood at the top of the order.
Formula One.
Watch out, the way we go. Where's that gone? Anyway, hey, story kicking around, Michelle. You own Lewis Hamilton, is?
Yes, yes.
An absolute megastar, Mercedes. Now, there's a story kicking around that his contract expires at the end of this season, and that he's in talks, or he's put on hold talks with Toto at Mercedes. Mm. And he may be having a look at Ferrari. So, Simon Lazenby, who is a reporter for Sky Shunts.
Yeah, he does the pre-show every race. You know his face in his
head. Blonde hair, young to middle-aged, handsome sort of guy.
He's a good looker.
Actually.
Got to get into this.
When Lewis Hamilton, so you got Charles Leclerc, Lewis Hamilton and Simon there.
Simo's up there.
Oh, do you reckon I'm eating the words? Oh, boys. I don't know what they've said. Wow.
I'm going to say this. There is not one unattractive person that's driving F1.
Oh, it's one.
I don't think there is.
Couple.
Name
is them. I don't name them.
Well, I don't
name
know.
No.
I'm going to have to look through them.
Yeah,
God, what car? You're so nice.
It's a Red Bull motor.
Not sure. I mean, they all get me giddy when they're doing 360 down the straight.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. I'll be the judge of this show. Okay. Leave it with me.
We'll do it in the same.
They make my engine roar, Charles.
What a way to siren.
So I didn't know a story. I just literally dreamt about, I don't know what happened there in the one bit. But anyway, Ferrari and Lewis Hamilton have been
could happen. Good work, X.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Now, Michelle, I'm not a FIFO worker. I can't put my hand up and say I've done that. Breakfast hours can be challenging, but FIFO life's obviously... very difficult life at times. I'm certain for those people there'd be challenges not only leaving your family, but a lot of these accommodation spots, they're just sort of thrown together. The dongers and stuff, they're pretty rough.
Wild.
Reminded me of boarding school days. It was really, really tough.
Soundproof's not a word you're throwing around.
No. Loud and dirty and whatnot. Oh. But there's a story kicking around. Now, I don't know enough about the mining life, but mineral resources seem to be, from my limited knowledge, leading the way in comfort for employees.
Top echelon, mate.
So, Sean, I was just speaking to you before.
You're getting slip money? What's going on?
No. So I drive past their new building in Aussie Park.
Right.
And it may be, let's just pick a number, it's 12 stories high.
Yeah.
The sixth story, the entire sixth story is like a gym, a full decked out gym for like casual use during the day.
Wow.
I believe there's food available
at
any stage.
It's like eating at petition.
Hold on. Yeah. And you just wander in or do you buy from there?
That's my beliefs. I mean, again, I'm not part of the FIFO life and I'm not certainly not an employer of mineral resources.
But to
step it up, FIFO workers working for mineral resources are getting an upgrade in their living arrangements, and it's becoming a luxury resort with a cinema, a pool, 750 rooms that are three times bigger than what they are typically, raising the standards of the FIFO life. I'm looking at a room now, there's a little kitchen, a little table, bed, couch, bathroom. I mean, the pool is a massive Olympic-sized pool.
I've stayed in hotels worse than this. Absolutely.
I live in a place worse than that. But what
there's
we want
not
to know.
One concertina door separating a toilet there. That's brilliant.
It's gonna start in the first half of this year. Yeah, 250 rooms on the Onslow Resort to begin later in the year as well. So there's a lot happening. But maybe I'm wrong about mineral resources, but I'm pretty certain that their setup in the city is unbelievable. And it's what I'm reading here is the on-site stuff's going to be pretty bloody good too.
Lift it.
So what we want to do, Michelle, and I mean this looks bougie.
Yeah, doesn't it?
This looks bougie, but to dig a little bit deeper, FIFO hasn't always been Olympic sized pools, cinemas, gyms, a bedroom bigger than my house.
Yeah.
I want to know when you started FIFO, what the conditions were like.
Big Megsy's on the line. Hey, Big Megsy.
Hey, good morning, all.
All right.
We've got the lovely things that are going to be going on in Onslow and all that sort of stuff. What was the tough stuff you went through as a FIFO?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm jealous of this new Onslow cam. All I had was a swag and I had to buy the thing myself.
What? Didn't even get a dong on the bed.
Big Megsy, did you have to carry it up back and forth or did you leave it up there when and then just unroll it when you got there?
No, I had to bring it home each time.
Oh,
wow. What a pain in the... That's tough.
I used to have dingoes sniffing out during the night, waking me up.
Oh my god! That's ever. I'm scared now.
What about I'm just picturing Megs. If the facilities are a swag, what was the bathroom like?
Oh, it was a drop hole.
Drop hole.
Oh, they're disgusting.
Drop hole. Yeah.
You did it rough, Big Megsy. Congratulations.
He's still firefoing, Megsy.
No, mate. I gave that up a long time ago.
Time to return, mate. We could be in 5-star hotel sunning ourselves.
I know. I'm starting to feel pretty jealous.
Yeah. He might come back.
What would you do on the sites, Michelle?
I'd be having a dip in the pool. I'd be important for sure, but I'd probably have a dip in the pool, that sort of stuff.
No, work-wise, what would you?
I'd be just overseeing things.
Over management.
How you going? Looking good.
Yeah. Sean. The only bloke who would get pissed in the wet area off the two light beers. He'd ruin it for everyone. You'd ruin it for everyone.
1-3-3-5-3. Keep them coming. What's the worst FIFO conditions you've
BHP
experienced?
BHP have removed all alcohol from on site. An incident. Bloke fell through a hole.
TJ's on the line. Hey, TJ.
Hey, how you going?
All right. What did you have to put up with?
Well, when I first started out on the sites back in 2004, and it was shared ablution blocks. There was no toilet facilities in your room, and you had to walk 300 metres or more in the dark.
Are you serious? Sometimes I don't get a warning that I need to go to the toilet, and then my body goes, you need to go now. And I haven't got 400 metres in me. I've got to give you that. I don't have 400 metres in me.
And that's why my lemon tree looks so good.
Yeah.
It's only 5 or 6.
Oh, poor TJ. No good. All right. Who we got next, Dave?
We got a Katie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is not you, mate. This is your partner.
Yeah, my partner's currently FIFO, and he alternates between a caravan and a swag now.
He's going on. So no pool.
His choice?
Yeah.
Sorry?
You go, Michelle.
Yeah, no, was it his choice, Dave was saying it, or is that what the standard is there, or is he deciding to do that?
No, that's the standard. He works to set up the mine site, so there's no facilities.
So when he comes back, and I know some, but like Nick Nat, for example, sleeps on the floor at times because when he'd rather just not sleep in a bed, just rather the hard floor.
Is that right?
Good Katie, when he comes back to like a bed and stuff, how does he sleep? Like a log, or does he struggle?
Oh, he sleeps for like 13 hours straight.
That's a log in my eyes.
Yeah, totally. Jeez, no thank you. All right, Jason's on the line. Hey, Jason.
How you going?
Oh, very well. Okay, take us back. It's 95. Right. You're a FIFO. What are the conditions like?
Oh, they're horrific. If you stayed in, you got a block called X block, you know you're right down the back of the camp.
Oh, no. So
it'd be 200 metres, 300 metres to the mess, another 100 metres to the shared ablution blocks with 100 blokes, and it'd be 4 showers, 4 toilets. And to make sure you had your rubber thongs.
I was going to say, you're thonging in those showers. Otherwise, there's a large chance of tinea and other things getting on your feet, I would imagine.
Is there?
Tough.
Oh, man, that's for sure. You don't want tinea.
Boarding school, we used to go thongs.
Yeah, because of tinea for sure. Okay, dangerous times. All right, Adam's on the line. Hey, Adam.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Okay. Fancy FIFO places now. Onslow's looking like a resort, or it's going to. How was it for you when you first started up FIFOing?
Yeah, well, look, mine wasn't on a mine site. Mine was on a construction barge down in the Bass Strait way back when.
About
400 blokes on there on this crusty old construction barge. It was all 4 blokes to a room and all working night shift and 24-hour operations. And great big shared ablution blocks, which was like a giant Roman shower and very cramped in conditions.
Oh,
you know, we're all way too close together.
4 in a room too, you're not sleeping, there's farting. It's just
B.O.
disgusting.
On the B.O., you can fart. I'll cop the
you
fart.
Can
but
fart.
B.O. That natural deodorant, you're not wearing banned natural deodorant on that
right,
barge.
Yeah, no, you're using crystals? No, you're not using crystals. Nah. Have some Lynx.
Lynx or Rexona.
Yeah, I don't even care if it's Lynx Africa. Douse yourself.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
You know, something happened to me yesterday and it took me back and reminded me of something that happened. I was out to lunch, and after lunch a friend of mine said, oh, do you want a mint? And opened a little box of variety
clips or
mints.
Something.
Yeah. And he did. He had Eclipse mints, which I hadn't seen for ages. I used to have them all the time. Mm. But they're a bigger mint. They're probably about the same size as maybe your index fingernail.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe, or maybe a little nail if you're a guy.
Okay.
Petite hands. And
you know what they say about big hands, Michelle?
Yeah. Big socks.
Yeah. So I thought you were going to say little hands makes you look great. Anyhow, so I was with a friend and he's offered me a mint and it was an Eclipse. And they're a bigger sort of mint. And it reminded me of a time when I was at uni and I'd driven home and, you know, your parents, they're just like, I've cleaned your car. Yeah, I've done this. I've done that. Yeah, you
put
just
put the jeans in the wash for you. All that sort of stuff.
You don't even. You just turn around and things are folded and done because they're just doting on you, sort of thing. God bless. And Mum's decided she's going to clean my car. And in the console, just you know, near the gear stick or whatever, there was an Eclipse mint just sitting there, just straight. Mum's come up to me,
party with, Michelle,
with her hand, gone, what's this? What is this here? Is that an ecstasy? No, Mum, it's not. It would choke a horse.
Ecstasy. Yeah.
It would choke a horse. And if it was ecstasy, someone would be in real trouble if they took it.
Yeah, but no, Mum, the end.
No, Mum, it is not an ecstasy. So she thought she found that. I want to know what your parents found of yours. Excuse me, what's this that I've found? Mm. Ring up and let us know. I would love to find out what you've just left around. And maybe it really was something that's legit, not just an Eclipse mint.
Yeah, what did they actually find? Yeah, the legit stuff.
Have you ever had your parents, or mum's just cleaning the room or something like that?
Boarding school, because I was off early. We had an investigation with a whole lot of stuff that was found within a boarding house. So they were essentially our parents at the time.
Yes.
It involved the hard drive.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I wasn't part of that clan. I was out. I was free.
Is that?
I didn't spend any time suspended.
Yeah, good on you.
So, yeah, no, that was the big one. So part of the boarding house, there was a hard drive that was found, and, of course, the parents had to unpack that. Jeez. But I've been pretty good, to be honest with you. I stole a knife once, and I had that under the bed.
Your mum found a knife under your bed?
No, it was like a sword that you open mail with, you know, the really sharp flick.
Yeah.
So I stole that from Dad's work, and I had that sitting under the bed just in case someone turned up. Yeah. So the theory of if when I was scared to put the doona over my head, if I wake up, I'm good. If I'm dead, I'm dead.
It'll happen a letter. It'll happen you.
I'm going to fight if I come in now. I've got a little 6-inch bite.
All right. So that was found under your bed. What did your parents find? I go, oh my God, Mum, full blown adult. Mum's decided she's going to clean my room one day and made my bed, and just tucked under the pillow when I went to my bedroom was my vibrator. I was like,
wow,
Mum, I told you not to clean my room.
Wow.
What have your parents found in your room?
Wow.
Left that hanging around?
Wait, it was in my bed. What, are you getting in there? That's my bed. Jeez, Mum, I told you not to clean. You insist upon it.
Yeah, just telling stories. This right now.
Yeah, this is Ted.
Oh, you're going all shy now. Come on, you two.
Find your vibrator.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Yeah, I had a little flashback. A friend.
Oh, Michelle's arrived.
Stop it! Stop it!
G'day, mate. Where have you been?
What was found, Michelle?
People who didn't hear the last break don't know what you're doing.
Well, clarify.
It's pretty clear.
What did your mum find?
The Eclipse mint, and then she was cleaning my room, and she made the bed. You join the dots. We want to know.
This might help.
Bit of a mystery.
Yeah. A neck massager, I think it was.
That's what it said in the magazine. So Mum found that in my bedroom. Mm. She found an Eclipse mint in my car and thought I was on an ecstasy.
Yeah. An ecstasy.
I love the singular use that Mum had. Is that an ecstasy?
They go hand in hand, those two. Ecstasy and the
big night.
The vibey. Anyway.
We're asking what your parents found. And let's just, I can't even speak anymore. All right, we got Kaya, is that right?
Perfect. Kaya. Yeah, Kaya, how are you going?
Beautiful, mate.
Good, Kaya. All right.
Thank you.
It is gorgeous. Okay, what happened? What did Mum or Dad find?
All right, so it was actually my grandmother, but my mum's involved. So,
right, okay.
I sort of went through a stage of not wanting to eat what mum had made me for lunch, you know, a bit sick of the old Vegemite and peanut butter sandwich. Standard. So I got into a bit of a habit of kind of stashing them when I got home in a cupboard in my room. Oh my God. So mum's come to pick me up this one day and she's looking really mad. She's like, oh, Kaya, your grandmother came into your room this morning to clean up and she's really disappointed in what she's found in the cupboard. We know about the sandwiches. And just so quick, off the cuff, I'm like, oh, mum, no, it was just for a science experiment at school. Like, we're testing the fungi and how it grows on things. Look, I didn't think it had really flown with her, but a couple of months later, I actually received a merit certificate for my extraordinary report on fungi.
Oh, it was study.
Yes.
It was study, mate. I must admit, I left bananas in there over the summer break. Yeah. Gee whiz, there was a bush in the backpack, wasn't there?
Jesus.
And Dad used to off he'd go cursing me. Never found my vibrator. Hey, Missing Link, good morning.
Good morning, folks.
Mate, right. what was found? What did the parents find?
Mum was cleaning my room and she found the good old Playboy with the one with Madonna in it. The first one with, you know, the one with her with the grizzly bear in it.
Vintage.
Wow.
A vintage Playboy.
It would be worth a fortune. Now, anyway, she said, you know, she destroyed it and everything like that.
Destroyed
it. A bit gutted.
Did she really destroy it?
Well, we thought that. And then, you know, years later when we're moving house, there's the old Playboy under Dad's bed.
Well, the old man pinched it.
Your mum's, I'm getting ready. Whoa, slow down, babe, slow down. Don't be silly.
Talking about Mags, of course, magazine. There used to be a sawmill near where we lived.
Right.
And we used to go up there before we'd go camping or whatever. And I reckon I found a trundle of adult material. The pornographic magazines.
Yes.
I reckon if there wasn't 1,000 of them, you don't reckon we'd slip a couple in the backpack. Where have you always been? I've always been looking at the different cuts of wood, Dad.
Just getting kindling, that's all.
Just don't open the backpack. James, good morning.
Morning, how are you going?
Good, mate. What'd the son find?
Oh, yeah, my son, he likes to have a snoop around. He's gone into our bedroom and he's found one of my wife's little toys. It's got a little simulator on it.
Jeez.
And he's come out of the room acting like he's discovered the wheel. He's gone, mum, I found your vibrator. My wife looked at him dead in the eye. Not even a smirk, and said, son, that is my ultrasonic face cleanser.
See,
neck massager.
She's smart.
Yeah. To this day, every time he hears that noise, oh, mum's just cleansing her face.
Right. Okay, so we're still using it while the kids are around.
Mum's barely get a break as a parent. I don't have to tell you.
She hasn't aged a day either. Looks beautiful. That skin.
Chris is on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you going?
All right. Now, this is your wife's parents. What did they find?
Yeah, so it's my mother-in-law.
Yep.
I don't know whether she was going through the trash or whether she's just taking the trash out, but she's pulled out a glove from a finger.
A finger glove.
A finger off a glove. Like a rubber glove?
Yeah, like a rubber glove.
Right, so okay.
Her dad cleans the bathroom and that with those rubber gloves on.
Yeah,
yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, and bleach on the fingers.
Yeah, no, don't. So she's gone to the two girls, and said, guys, whose condom's this?
Jesus.
Oh, I thought it was a Frankfurt.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was an absolute out-and-out franger.
Oh, my goodness.
Just a glove.
Could the girls convince her that, no, mum, that is not what you're thinking it is?
Yeah, no, that's... So the girls have said, guys... Oh, mum... That's not a condom.
It's all good. Go check with Dad.
Maybe they shouldn't have known what a condom was, but they didn't blink an eye.
But geez, it'd be small too.
I'm going to say the poor guy if it was one.
Perfect for me.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Nice work, Freo.
Let's talk footy with Caleb Sarong.
Vice Captain Fremantle, Dockers, Caleb Sarong, welcome to Triple M. We've spoken to you a couple of weeks, but you're in the studio. Welcome, and you must be excited. Round one kicking off tomorrow, but also just around the corner for you guys.
Yes, thanks for having me. Like I said, first time in the studio, so it's good to be here. But yeah, really excited. We got main training tomorrow, preview St Kilda, and yeah, get stuck into it over in Melbourne on the weekend.
Now, are you one of those players, Caleb? And I was a bit of a footy nerd. Do you watch the footy, or are you one of those that just, no, I'll just watch our game?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because it kind of changes week to week and kind of see how I'm feeling. But growing up, I was a nuffy. I was watching as many games as I could, and I was watching them and then running outside and playing games by myself in the backyard, kicking and stuff. So me and the old man would watch heaps of footy, but now probably not as much. I'll watch a mate or someone that I know that's playing, but I don't know. It's tough. You can zap a bit of energy.
So are you watching for entertainment, or do you just watch and study it because you can't help that?
There's definitely a bit of studying going on. I try and avoid that because it kind of takes away a bit of energy and can't really enjoy the game. But there's always, like, you're watching games to see what you can get out of it and stuff like that, and especially if you're playing against them in the next couple of weeks or something.
Now, vice-captain this year, congratulations. But I've got a theory on the captaincy and the vote. Now, Shannon Hearn obviously did West Coast for a long period of time. Luke Hodge, another one who I played under, and Sam Mitchell, another one. I mean, they weren't really that talkative with the young kids. Until it came, look, Shuey's, I'll put Boots straight in it. Until the vote came around, and the barbecue was fired up, and the rookies coming over. How many dinners did you host for young kids prior to the vote?
Yeah, a couple.
Right, I swear Shuey had vote one Luke Shuey out. I was like, mate, you don't even know his name, let alone vote for him. But, mate, vice captain, have you had to change anything? Is there more meetings? What's the role as a vice captain at Freo?
Not too much has changed. I think as a group, the great thing that we've got at the moment is some real enthusiasm to lead. So Swido, Youngie and Jager coming in, they've brought some great ideas and real energy to want to take over a few things. And that's allowed us to step back a little bit as well and allow them to really lead. And Alex has been great at that. There's been really great collaboration in those meetings, and he's just sitting back and listening to our ideas and stuff, which has been awesome. And I think it's going to be a really even spread throughout the year, which is great. Like, if we've had a few chats, and if one of us is a bit tired, or I don't know, you need a bit of a relax on one day, I think someone else can take over and step up, which is a great kind of strength of our group at the moment, I think.
Now, you were drafted, Andy. It's funny, Fremantle, Andy and you, it's almost like two peas in a pod. You talk about one, you talk about the other. Both vice captains, and there was talks about who was going to be captain of the footy club, and I know Alex Pierce shortened his favourite towards the back end. Were you two talking about the potential of being a captain of a footy club, or do you think it's perfect time for you two now just to sit back? You're both equal vice captains, and your time will potentially come in the future.
I think the way it panned out was the best thing for the footy club and best thing for the individuals. I think Alex, what he showed last year and his ability to stand up and take over the captaincy and what he's shown around the club, he's ready to take over, and he's been doing a great job the last couple of weeks. And then I guess for Annie and myself, we're still both very young, and there's plenty of time for that, but it allows us to focus on footy and focus on what we can do to make this team the best we can. And I guess it doesn't really change any of our three behaviours or actions, what we do around the club.
Who can give the best spray? Who can give the best spray on the field? You or Andy?
Probably me, but no, Alex.
You're the next captain.
Alex,
you've got to be good at giving some feedback.
Alex comes up to the mids and gives us a few sprays.
Oh, he runs up.
Yeah, Alex is one up.
This is true. Campbell Brown one day came to the bench and they were like, "What are you doing, Brownie?" And he's like, no, I've got to sit here. And they said, why are you're not off? And he goes, no, Luke Hodge said, get off the ground now. Oh, so Captain kicked that poor old Brownie tail between the legs, went and sat on the bench like a schoolboy. Yeah, get off.
Of course, we saw you last Friday, Caleb. You came to the Friday footy frothies. How'd you go? Did you have a good time?
Was good. So listened to JB and Billy have a bit of a chat as well. So that's always funny. But yeah, it was good. Good to get around and meet a few of the guys.
You got any tattoos?
No tattoos.
Nah, you're the odd one out there. There's only a couple of us there.
Oh, yeah.
There's like Sean, the button pusher there. He's got a sleeve. Hold it up, Sean.
There it is, mate.
Look at that. Look at that.
What do you reckon of that?
It's a half-finished triangle.
He's speechless, Caleb.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, speechless.
How long did that take?
About
3 minutes. How long were you in the chair?
Two and a half.
Talk about a bloke.
Home job or?
Prison.
Oh, wow.
Prison.
No,
you paid for it.
No, 200.
200 bucks.
You did not pay 200 bucks.
No, it was steep.
Apparently it was meant to be a sleeve, but that's as far as you got. Hey, Kat, talking about like pain and stuff, we all, the Fremantle supporters, love the tape over the noggin. Talk to us about that, and where's the scar? Like, is it still risk of splitting open? Because I used to love seeing the tough guys with the tape over the noggin.
Yeah, I got split open under my eyebrow.
Yeah.
Once, and then yeah, taped it up for a couple of weeks. Took it off first week, taking it off. Andy and I were at training, going pretty hard, trying to set the tone.
Yeah,
a bit of a tackling drill. Yeah. Mm. And yeah, just bumped into his big head and split it open again. So
he's got a big bonce, doesn't he?
He does have a big bonce. Yeah. A bit of a Lego head.
Yeah, Lego head, absolutely.
That face is brilliant.
But yeah, I'm out of the woods now, I think.
Nah, good,
yeah.
good.
Yeah, well, thank God, because yesterday, I do believe Spud Shed, you guys got a bit to do with that. Now, you shot an ad yesterday, I understand. But last year it was Andy Brayshaw who did. Let's have a little listen to his work.
So what do you grow here? We've got broccolis, collies over there, carrots, you name it. We harvest it today, catch. And it's in the stores tomorrow. So you guys are the midfielders of the fruit and veg. At Spud Shed, we grow it, we sell it.
I'm getting splinters. That's that wooden. tell me.
Caleb Sarong silently laughing while that's playing.
You would have vetoed the script and gone with something a little bit more flexible than that wooden jarring episode.
That was on pre-game every home game last year.
So you'd have to see it.
Every time we'd be looking up and we'd just be absolutely.
So you're the midfielders of the fruit and veg.
That line was repeated over and over again to Andy. And,
oh, my goodness.
I think he got asked to do it again this year, and he's had to say
he
nah,
said no.
I'm not.
So
hang on.
In?
They've wheeled you out. Is that right?
Nah, so Jager's got that one. So I'm interested to see. So Jager's got the video. He's got to go to the farm and do it. We just had to stuff our face with oranges yesterday and smile with the big
oranges. Oh, just get a little shots of that.
I mean, that sounds pretty bad as it is, but it's a step back. You've mentioned Jager Ramirez a couple of times.
Hold on, please.
So
we've got another person who's done some ads here, a bit of, a bit of just backing the product for the club. Ladies and gentlemen, one Mr. Xavier Ellis for HBF.
Probably especially when I was playing football and was relatively fit and healthy. When I used to see obese people, I probably used to judge them, their lifestyle, probably a little bit critical of them, I suppose. But now, unfortunately, the reality for me is that I am in the overweight.
So he used to be a fattest, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
He used to be a fattest.
Ah, you're an issue with the health system, you big hard asses. Now it's me. I can only run a K and I'm absolutely wounded. Anyway.
And before we move on, have you had to do anything in your career thus far where they're like, hey, pop on this suit or something, and you've gone, oh, really?
When I got drafted, the day after we got drafted, so the top 10, we're in Melbourne, and then the next morning we went to, I think it was Sam & Co, one of the suit companies.
Yeah, our big suit company in Melbourne.
Yeah, and we got done up with makeup, we got given suits, shoes and everything, and it was a full-on, like, street, like, modelling photo shoot.
Oh, wow.
And it was the strangest thing, like, we just got drafted. I'm thinking, we got a few interviews.
Yeah.
We're doing a modelling show. It was in like one of the magazines or something. I'm like, what have I signed up for? It's rattling out.
And now your experience, you go, how much will I pay to do that?
Yeah,
mate, just quickly before we do let you go, Jager O'Meara, a recruit from Hawthorn. I've always been a big fan on field and off field, a very handsome man. You're a good-looking rooster as it is, but you've gone down one in the order there, haven't you?
Yeah, he's gone straight to the top.
Yeah.
Fifey's a bit flat, I think. He's
got Fifey covered.
But no, he's been great, to be honest, since he's come in. I can't say a bad word about him. He's absolute pro, working his backside off since he's walked in, and really leading the charge from that point of view. But he's just a real calm character, so anything's going wrong, he's just really calm, just speaking to you, just relaxes you, so it's great.
Oh, gee whiz, I'm getting a bit tingly thinking about him. No. Hey, last one from us. Nat Fifey, you mentioned full forward or centre forward or whatever. I'm really excited to see him play. If you had to guess how many goals you could he kick 50 goals this year as a full forward?
The thing, I think with Fifey, the worst thing you can do is write him off or critique him or challenge, whatever it is, so I think he's really excited to prove a lot of the haters and doubters wrong. So I've got no doubt if he can stay in the park, he kick as many goals as that and not more. So
one-on-one, can you beat him very often in the air?
Not a chance.
Oh, 50. Coleman.
No.
Yeah.
There it is. Freo v North Melbourne, Sunday 1:30. You can hear it all right here, 92.9.
It's got nothing to do with betting. Nothing.
No. Clean skin here. Caleb Sarong, good luck for round one. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
But on your screens or day-to-day, you might see a big old nose spruiking some stuff in the city of Perth.
A big schnozzer.
He's got it across the line. Not the nose, but no. E-scooters.
That's always across. It gets the line first, don't you? I tried to meet him in a running race once, 30 metres from home. His old nose popped he over the width. He got me. Took the ribbon. Gone. So maybe 30 metres behind me. Anyway, yeah, that's Basil Zeppelis. We're talking about the Lord Mayor. Mm. E-scooters are entering the city.
It's a go.
500 scooters, 80 sites, two-year trial, Michelle. Mm. What do you think of that? What do you think of that around the city?
I think it's good for the people and not so much for me. I would die if I was to hire one. I'm not a two-wheel anything person. It's just a dangerous game for me.
No, fair.
So, but I think it's but go slow on the paths. That lady that got hit walking out of the nail salon, that's horrifying. Just be careful.
Yeah. I don't know that story, but I'm sure
it's I don't want to bring it down to it, but just please be careful.
Yeah, be careful. So careful with nail polish bars or whatever it is. But also, just a little request from me around my area in City Stirling, Scarborough. Just put them away.
Mm. Oh.
I hate seeing the look of these orange scooters just scattered everywhere.
Not in double view, ladies
and gentlemen.
There's
80 sites. Find one of the 80 and put it back.
I hope there's one right near your house.
Yeah.
No. Well, it's all right. I don't think they get up the top of the hill. It's a mistake. As Ed Sheeran saying, castle on the hill. That was about me.
Battery conks out.
He's planned his life perfectly.
And my dump that I live in.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
A few kids going to school because today, guys, years 3, 5, 7, and 9 all sit the NAPLAN test.
It's like a litmus for where everyone, a test for where everyone's sort of at roughly. Is that what it is?
Well, it's the National Assessment Program Literacy and Numeracy.
Yeah. I was going to say, how'd you know that? And then I saw you Googling.
He's got a tattooed on him.
NAPLAN, all right. Yeah. So just a little test for everyone.
Yeah. We're going to put you guys to the test and see how good we are now. Producer Tom said year 5 and year 3 questions we've got today.
It's round with 3.
Okay. We ready?
Oh, you got thinking music and everything.
Yeah. Helps you think. They should play this in the test.
Can you imagine? All right. Here we go.
So you're going to write them down. Are you going to show me just so you don't steal each other's answers? Are we ready to go? Question number 1. What species can live on both water and land?
Not easy.
What species can live on both water and land? I feel like Rove than the fifth grader TV show.
I got that one down, mate. Bang. I'll just put the nickname down the back just so we're clear.
Both wrong. I like Michelle's answer better. What did she say?
Ryan Daniels, the taddy. From water to land, he can do whatever he wants.
Yes, but not at the same time because he was a taddy. Then he grew out of that.
Who knows what he does in his personal life, mate?
What was the answer?
The answer is amphibians. What did you say?
That's not grade 3.
That could be grade 5.
I wrote humans.
He did write humans.
Yeah, there was an NFL player once and they're like, oh, wow, you can use both hands. And he goes, yeah, I'm amphibious. Yeah. Good one, bud.
Isn't that ambidextrous?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Fire away, Sean.
Here we go. Question 2. Anna opens a savings account.
Right, Anna. Mm-hmm.
She deposits $4 in the first week.
Yeah.
She then deposits twice as much money as she did the previous week for the next 2 weeks. Jesus. How much is in her account?
That's her business.
I got confused.
So hang on, $4 the first week.
$4 the first week, then deposits twice as much money as she did the previous week for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
All right. X is in. Michelle?
Oh, no, I'll just carry the 5.
Yeah, no worries.
24. Is that it?
Both. 28 is the answer.
Hello.
Both of you. Well done.
I just had to write it down. I'm a very visual person.
1 to each of you. Question number 3.
You're not paying Ryan Daniels.
We'll talk.
Where's the creativity in education these days?
It's numeracy and literacy, not sex ed, Michelle.
Question number 3. How many nouns are in the following sentence?
Oh, God, I give up.
Yeah, this is a tough one. The rabbit ran into the cafeteria and ate a big salad. How many nouns are in that sentence? The rabbit ran into the cafeteria and ate a big salad.
I thought you were talking about nouns and consonants.
Nouns is in nouns.
Ran into the what?
The rabbit ran into the cafeteria and ate a big salad. Bum. Ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
Oh, you're writing it down. It's radio, Michelle. Just rapid fire, mate.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay. Oh, the backing track's going to jump in soon if you don't answer.
This is my answer. I just don't want the kids to beat me. Is that it or am I out?
Are you joking?
Yeah, I mean, with that.
What did you go with that?
That's what I'm going with.
What did you go
with?
19?
That's how many words there are.
What did you say? Oh, I thought you meant vowels. I thought you meant vowels. Sorry.
19.
X said 3, so he's got 2 on the board.
19.
How many were there?
3. 3. Yeah, yeah, you're bang on.
That's why I was writing a text on. There's an A in rabbit, there's an I in rabbit, there's an A in ran, there's an I in an arm. I'm like, yeah, no, that's a very lengthy question.
Question,
you got
4.
That one fair.
Oh, did he? What ancient civilization built the Machu Picchu complex in Peru? Question number 4. Oh, yeah. What ancient civilization built the Machu Picchu complex in Peru? It's a lot better than your previous answer. I will give you that. I can't even see your fingers on it. No, you both. So you said Romans and you said, what did you say?
Aztecs.
Nah, it was the Incas.
Yeah.
Yeah, friends of the Aztecs.
I mean, no wonder kids, no wonder kids
this
stress.
This is us.
Outrageous.
This is our gear. All right, final question.
Who cares, too? Like, that's the stuff. This soon they'll be doing algebra.
Exactly.
Final question. To tie it, Michelle, to win X. Michael had 12 CDs and bought 6 more last week.
Mm-hmm.
He gave 2 away as gifts. How many CDs does Michael have? Michael had 12 CDs. And bought 6 more last week. Yeah, he gave 2 away as gifts. How many CDs does... Oh, you've got to answer it right.
I didn't need time for that one. I understood what'd it properly.
How many vows, though?
How many what vows?
In that sentence.
16.
You both said 16? Bang.
I drew. You got a tiebreaker? Bet we haven't played for that.
He got 3. You got 2. You got it right as well.
Oh, no. You did. You tied with me on that.
Wasn't
damn
that
it.
That
good luck to all the NAPLAN kids today. Other than the 5th question, that was quite difficult.
That was horrible. I still think I should have got a Ryan Daniels.
19.
The tad. Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.